It's 8:45. Live from the studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thanks so much for joining us today. I do appreciate it. Do you really know what a brain injury is? You might be surprised. It's a lot more involved than one would think, and a lot easier to get a brain injury than one might understand. From the Brain Injury Alliance of Nebraska, Sharon Royers joins us, board member and volunteer, and actually a brain injury survivor herself. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us today. I also want to talk about your quick link to Omaha Public Schools. You're a former principal.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I retired almost 3 years ago now due to my brain injury, but I was principal at Indian Hill Elementary last when I retired. So shout out to my Indian Hill Bears.
Outstanding. Can you talk about brain injuries in general? And then I would like to hear what happened in your life.
Sure. Well, first of all, we estimate that there's about 36,000 Nebraskans living with various degrees of brain injury. A concussion is categorized as a mild traumatic brain injury, but that 36,000 that we estimate certainly covers severe traumatic brain injury as well, so the gambit. And that is who we serve and work to advocate for at the Brain Injury Alliance of Nebraska.
Let's go to the fork in the road here and take both sides of this. First of all, how do you serve people with a brain injury?
Sure, absolutely. Well, we are about, first of all, prevention and education, and then advocacy for legislation to support those who have to live with the effects of brain injury the rest of their life. And then we have resource support groups across the state that we bring in experts, and we help them with living with the effects for those who will have to live with, we have people in wheelchairs and walkers and with more severe traumatic brain injuries that won't make their way back to how they were before. And so we look for ways to support them. Usually when you leave the hospital and you leave the doctor's care, they don't necessarily connect you to the social work and the work that you need to live a life, a full life, a high-quality life, which is what the Brain Injury Alliance is about, is to help those get a most high-quality life that they can living with the brain injury they have.
What did you find in your own personal experience was one of the, not only the bigger obstacles, but more of a surprise to you regarding your particular brain injury?
Sure, absolutely. Well, I got my brain injury by standing up into a cabinet door that had popped open above my head. And everybody does that. And I had hit my head hard and felt dazed, but I didn't realize I had a concussion, and waited a week to go to the doctor. And once I was diagnosed, I rested and followed the doctor's directions and was fine, felt symptom-free, and didn't listen to the doctor when she said I had to return to work slowly and take rests. And I didn't listen, and I became very ill. I was off work for 2 months. I lost my sense of balance. I couldn't be in bright lights. It was very sound sensitive, very slowed response, memory issues, just the classic concussion symptoms. And so I came to the realization that a concussion is a brain injury, and I didn't realize that, and that they need to be managed well or they do get worse. I have since also had multiple concussions. They're called overlapping concussions, which has prolonged my recovery time. So that is another aha that I learned, is a concussion, like a sprained ankle. Once you've had a sprained ankle, that ankle's very vulnerable to getting re-sprained. Mm-hmm. Well, a concussed brain is very vulnerable to a reconcussion.
And what would cause the reconcussion? Is it because the brain moves a little easier inside the skull after that, and so then it's banging against the walls of the skull? Or how does that happen?
Well, I wish I knew the answer to that question, and I'm not entirely sure why you're more vulnerable. But for me, part of the issue is I wasn't really fully – my balance wasn't fully returned, and I wasn't fully aware of where I was in space, so I would hit my head on things,
which
I would get very upset with myself, and how dumb can I be hitting my head when I'm suffering through this. But I realize now in hindsight, I really wasn't as aware of where I was in space to know.
Sense of proprioception damage,
yeah, absolutely,
at that juncture, right?
Absolutely.
Sure. Oh, very interesting. Well, the Brain Injury Alliance of Nebraska is having a fundraiser to help them help people. And that's it's a race, walk, a roll, whatever you would like to, however you would like to participate at Zerminsky Lake Park. And that's on Sunday, June 9th. For information, one could go to the website BIANE.org. That stands for the Brain Injury Alliance of Nebraska.org. You are participating in it as well. It'd be your first run in years.
Yes, yes. So I was a runner before my brain injury, and it was one of the things I was unable to do. I would get very symptomatic whenever I tried any kind of cardio exercise. And so I've been working my way back, and it'll be almost 5 years, but I will be able to run in this 5K.
Congratulations to you, Sharon Royers, on getting to that point. Morning Edition continues.